two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Happy 4th of July
weekend for you. Everyone good.
So good. I got to Bobby's house for the 4th of July party.
Yeah.
And he made an announcement. He goes, the whites are here. The whites are here.
No, because I was telling everyone at the party, I go, I can't wait for the whites to get here.
It was so brown.
Because it was so brown and uncomfortable for me. Because I grew up in, I grew up in both worlds.
Yeah, in Asian and brown. And white. You had brown. You had brown.
Yeah. It's like if I was, let's say I was a Jedi. Right? Mm. And half my time, I grew up in Tatooine. And half my time, I grew up in Hoth.
You split your time.
Yeah, so...
What do you like more?
What do I like more? So if I was in Hoth, I'd be like, I can't wait for the sand people to get here. Like if my 4th of July party was in Hoth, and the sand people would probably show up in those woolly mammoths.
Yeah.
Who I like to call the Eric Griffins. And they would show up with the Eric Griffins, mm-hmm. and they would get up, whatever they do with the sticks.
What is it?
Yeah. There they are.
There we are.
Yeah, the sand people.
That's me, right?
Yeah, that's you, definitely.
Because that's closer to me than...
Well, that's how ethnic people and immigrants
see
view white people.
White people.
Yeah, with that.
That's kind of how we look. We come with weapons, and we look very scary.
Very scary.
And all we're really bringing is a tuna casserole. But they're like, these whites, and they're
and
weird.
In the mask, you're mouthing the N-word.
The whole time.
Oh, yeah, the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
racial epithets underneath.
Yeah. So just let that be known. You guys are sand people.
Sure. I'm a sand people.
So anyway, Sunday, I was like, when are the sand people going to get here? And then and then all of a sudden, you know, I hear you guys.
You heard us coming.
Go. You know what I mean? And you guys came.
We came and we had, not only
did you have fun.
But you had so much Filipino food.
Yeah, which I didn't touch.
You didn't have any of that?
I ate the Mexican food.
You ate the Mexican because there was a taco truck. There's two
options. You know? Like, if it was just Filipino food, I'd be like, I guess this is it.
Do you like Filipino food?
I have to survive and sustain myself. Yeah, but I can't do two different ethnicities.
You can only pick one?
Yeah. That's why I never go to fusion restaurants.
Yeah, we do. We've gone together.
Yeah, I hate them, though. What fusion restaurant have we gone together?
Well, Park's Finest is fusion.
No, that's more Filipino.
But it's also Korean barbecue combined.
No, it's not.
They do both.
That wasn't Korean barbecue at Park. There's two parks, by the way. There's one on Vermont.
I know, we've talked about this.
Right, we already talked about that. And the one that you went to was a Filipino restaurant that we know a guy that runs it, right?
But they also had a Korean barbecue.
Korean food.
There was a Korean guy there.
There was no, I was me. Yeah, I was there.
You were there.
Yeah.
Well, you were cooking.
Yeah, but I'm not working there.
I figure if you're there, you're working.
No.
They got to put you to work.
No.
Back, back.
So anyway, I
tried the Filipino food. Did you like any of the stuff? Who made all that stuff? It was catered.
Yeah, catered.
What's the stuff that you like the most?
Filipino food.
No, what dishes?
I like the kare-kare and...
What's kare-kare?
Curry, but they did do it with a little
it's
accent.
It's not curry-curry.
Kare-kare.
Yeah.
What is curry? It's just curry? Is it yellow or red?
No, it's pork with like peanut butter sauce.
They have their own version.
Like peanut butter satay. Yeah. Ooh, curry, Philippines.
Philippines.
So what was that? There was curry, and then there was crab legs sticking out of fried rice.
Yeah, I think that was also curry.
You guys don't need to leave the legs in there. You know that.
Yeah.
It's yummy.
No, but it was like crawling out of... Yeah, the shells were like crawling out of the dish.
Yeah, well, are you that lazy? Take the meat out of the shell.
Sometimes they crack the crab's brain.
They crack the crab's brain, and the crab's like, oh my God, and they rip his body apart, and they stuff it into rice.
Right.
I was like, just take the meat out. Why were the legs sticking out of the... Remember in Beetlejuice when all the sculptures came alive?
Oh, right.
That's what it looked like in their dishes. Meanwhile, the nice little Mexican guy outside making tacos.
Yeah.
Delicious.
You had some?
That's so good.
Yeah, so good.
So good. Those guys are the best. They bring the flat top. By the way, he carried everything.
What the fuck is this?
That's in Beetlejuice when everything comes out.
Right, that's what
the Filipino dishes look like.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, that's a Filipino dish.
One banana.
Curry.
Yeah. Curry. That's it.
Right
curry. That Mexican guy carried up a grill upstairs to your house by himself.
Yeah, I understand that, but can I just...
Nobody helped him.
Because we paid him.
No, but dude, that was like 100 pounds.
You don't understand. We pay him.
He was dripping in sweat.
You don't understand, friend.
I literally go, you need help? And he goes, it's okay. It's okay. He was freaking out.
You know, we go, Pedro. Right?
How much did you pay Pedro?
So we paid like $500 or whatever for him to come, right?
To cook.
But I didn't know that. So I just kept throwing him like hundies.
What's that noise? What's that noise?
I don't know.
There's a song. Do you hear that?
Where's that coming from?
What do you have on your What was that?
It's just my music. I don't know what it is. But do you know why? So I have a playlist.
But
right?
The Whites love that.
Yeah, but this whole playlist is called Fallout, because in the game Fallout, they had all 50s music.
Oh.
So I just, anyway.
Is that 50s?
I don't know what it is, but let me ask you something. So tonight, guys.
Tonight we're doing the show.
We're doing the show at Bray Improv.
You're coming.
Sold out.
Sold out.
Right. And you guys are going to be in for a treat, because we have a brand new talent going up on stage.
Yeah, you're saying it like they're going to listen to it now. This will come out way after the show already
happened. I know, but anyway, it doesn't matter, because what I want to do is I want to, because she couldn't sleep last night. Jules.
Why?
I was scared.
She's scared because she has to do 30 seconds on stage.
You're having nightmares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. It's fine. You're not going to do... You don't have to... Actually, but Kalila fought me on it. She said only 1 minute. And I said, you said three.
I said 3 minutes.
Okay, so he said three, so you got to do three.
We made a deal. 1 minute.
Okay.
Raising your voice.
It doesn't... It's
not
rude,
the answer.
And also, it makes,
not
me
the answer.
It makes me angry.
You're going to piss off the papa.
So here, I think that we should do... This is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And let's write it down. Do you have a thing?
Yeah, bring it up. Bring up the script. Bring it up so we can write a script.
We want to write a script. I don't know why it's on this. Where's Andreas?
your brother stole him. Speaking of which, your brother and the other guy from
Jer.
Scissors, yeah. They were at your house.
They were too, yeah.
You know what Jeremiah brought to your house?
Cookies. Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
And Lay's potato chips.
I literally almost grabbed it and threw it into the street. It's so rude.
Lay's potato chips and cookies.
We got it, Jeremiah.
We got
it. Yeah,
yeah. You went to the 99-cent store. We get it.
So I don't know who she's bringing up, but let's just suppose it's...
Eleanor.
Yeah, Annie. I think Annie.
Annie.
Right. So you're going to say, round of applause.
Round of applause.
For Annie Letterman.
For Annie Letterman.
Can I say Ate Annie?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
That's
change
fine.
The script. God damn.
That's fine.
What are you, Bruce Willis? Jesus Christ.
I want to say what I want to say. Fine. Fine. Round of applause for Ate Annie.
Go back. You got to put Ate Annie.
Doesn't know how to spell it and is nervous to do it wrong, but let's see what he does wrong.
Auntie Annie. That's
sure.
Fine. That's fine.
Round of applause
take
for Auntie
out.
Annie. Auntie Annie.
All right, so then you're going to say, now I also want you to put in parentheses, right? Wait for applause. Because I don't want her to run the thing, right? So you got to wait. So
wait for
how many
applause.
Seconds you think is an applause?
1,000, 2, 1,000,
five
3,
seconds.
4,
5.
Yeah, 5
seconds.
Good.
5 seconds. Okay.
But you have to wait the full 5, even if they've already stopped clapping. Just sit in it for a minute.
You got
to
sit in it.
So I have to count?
Yeah, count into the mic.
No, I'll tell you this. If you go less than 5 seconds, I'm going to make you do it over again.
You got to start all over.
Right? So you just count.
Not out loud, right?
Sure, out loud
yeah,
is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
One, one thousand, two, one thousand, three, one thousand, four, one thousand, five, one thousand. Yeah, say it out loud.
But say it in...
Into the mic.
But say it in the mic and say it in your native tongue. Don't say it in English.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you say thousand?
Isang.
They don't count that high because nothing goes up that high.
No, there is. Yeah. I just forgot. Isang put.
Unsangput.
Unsangput. Dungsangput.
Dungsangput.
Chungsangput. Fonsangput. Fivesangput. Yeah, do that.
Do that.
Sangputs.
Yeah, so okay. One sangput, two sangput, three sangput. Okay. All right.
Many sangputs.
All right. And then you got to say, because you have to say after that, you have to say, are you guys having a good time?
Yeah.
That's very important.
Are you guys having a good time?
You guys having a good time? So put that.
And then write, this guy knows what I'm talking about.
No.
And you got to point, you got to pick a guy.
You got to point a guy in the audience.
Point
this
a guy,
knows what I'm talking about.
This guy knows what I'm talking about. Point at a guy. And then here's what you say. You say, what do you do for a living? So after you point to the guy, you pick a guy and you say, what do you do for a living? So you pick that guy and go, this guy knows what I'm talking about. What
do
you
do
for
a
living? And he's going to say
something. Now, it can be one out of, it's not very, it's very,
it's usually,
it's not hard.
He's
gonna, it's one out of 1,000 things.
Yeah.
Generally.
What if he doesn't talk?
He will.
He will. Oh,
he will.
Then that's what you say. Oh, we got a mute in the audience.
Oh, we got a mute in the audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're loading you up with good stuff. If he doesn't talk, you go,
so
oh,
what
we
do you
got...
do for a living? If he doesn't talk, right.
And then say,
if he doesn't talk,
go, oh, we got a mute
oh, we
in
got
the
a
audience.
Mute in the audience.
And then you followed
you
up with something like,
we used to call them,
Well, yeah, what's a male Helen Keller? Listen here, Hank Keller, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Wait for... Oh, we got a mute in the audience. Wait for the laugh.
What if they don't laugh?
They won't.
But just still do the pause, right? And that's the gamble. That's the gamble. Yeah.
Yes, we got a mute in the audience.
I call it the uncomfortable zone.
And then you can say this. Now, after he... if let's say he does say his job, you know?
Yeah.
If he doesn't, you say, oh, we got a mute. If he does say his job and his job is sales or...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. What do people do? What are jobs?
I don't know. Insurance.
Insurance, yeah.
Insurance.
He says his job, and right away...
I'm an insurance salesman.
Right.
And what do you say? Whatever you... Now, this is great. You don't even have to read the script on this one.
Right.
You could just say whatever you want to say.
So if I say
whatever
you,
comes to
I'm
mind.
An insurance, what do you say?
Nice.
Nice.
Put that down.
Nice. And then wait for... That's you for sure, again.
No, it's me.
Now you are doing the full time.
Yeah, you're doing
no!
the full
time.
No! Nice. Wait for laughter.
Wait for laughter.
And then you say... Then she's got to transition into something that's
I think we should go now to... you guys have a good time. This guy knows what I'm talking about. What do you do for a living?
Oh, we got a mute in the audience. Yeah. Or if he says his job, you just go, nice.
Anyway.
You guys ready for more show?
Are you guys ready for more show?
I can't hear you. You have to do that.
I can't hear you. No matter what the response is.
Doesn't matter if it's super loud.
Even if they're all standing and crying, mm-hmm. I can't hear you.
In fact, you know what?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys stand up?
No,
make some noise.
Yeah. Or, you know, here's a good old school way. Let's do a wave.
So
what you do is, and you go, I'll start it. I start the, and you just get on your knees, and you go up like this, right? And in the front row, they'll all do it. It'll go through the audience. Okay? So let's do a wave.
Okay, then you do a wave.
Then you do a wave. That'll take about a minute.
A minute or so. Wait for audience to do a wave. And
we're already... Hey, look.
I don't think they'll do a wave.
They will.
Yeah, they will.
If you do it.
Oh, and when they do the wave, do this. Like you're surfing.
Yeah.
So you'll start the wave, right? They do the wave, and you just do a surfing
thing. Oh, you know what's better?
Yeah.
You divide the room.
Yeah.
You know what? You divide the room, and you go... This half, I want you to say bad, and that half, you say friends. So when I point, you go, bad, friends. And you can control it. You go, bad, friend. You can go, bad, bad, friends, bad, friends, bad, friends. And you can do that.
You're going to feel like a wizard.
That could kill so much time.
You know, in Lord of the Rings, Saruman, that's what the kind of stuff he would do.
You're going to be casting spells over these people.
Casting spells.
You're going to be bibbity-bobbity-booping them with your hand going, bad, friends, bad, friends, yeah. Bad. And you can do it as much as bad, friends, bad, friends, bad. And you build it up. And then when they get excited, they go,
another wave!
Another wave!
Another wave! Surf's up! Right?
This is great. I can't wait to see this.
And do the fucking thing. Right?
And then you bring up the next comic.
That's us.
Oh, bring up the next comic.
Right, so, and then this has got to be sincere.
Yeah, you got to be honest.
So, it gives me the utmost...
Mm-hmm.
Pleasure,
and
to bring up two significant role models.
Arguably the two most important people
in my life in my life.
Mm-hmm. Look at her face. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
You know,
it gives me the utmost pleasure.
Pleasure.
Arguably,
the two most. Imagine being raised by
wolves.
By, yeah.
That's us.
No, hyenas and wolves or something like two different.
I'm a hyena.
Yeah.
Imagine being raised by an orangutan and a panda.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the two.
Most important people.
All right. Arguably the most important people in my life. Imagine being raised by an orangutan and a panda.
And George, are you coming tonight?
He can't. He's got a baby.
Who's coming?
Nobody.
Because Gilbert's coming. So tell Gilbert to record her on stage. So we want to see if she does it right.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
So she's got to be in the audience when she's on stage, and he'll be recording it. And she's gonna bring this piece of paper on
and
stage.
And then you say, raised by an orangutan and a panda, comma, my Tito's. Tito Bobby and Tito Andrew.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you have to say. This is so simple.
So simple.
It's a lot.
All right, so let's...
Oh, you have to say, it gives me the utmost pleasure to bring these next people, to bring these next comics to the stage.
Yeah.
arguably the most. They're arguably the two most important people in my life, because it is an argument, because Kalila is much more important.
Yeah.
They're arguably the two most important people in my life. Imagine me being raised by an orangutan and a panda, my Tito's, Tito Bobby Tito. Perfect.
Perfect. So let's do a rehearsal.
Let's do a little baby rehearsal, and then we'll move forward. That's all we want. Little baby one for the pod. Annie just got off. She just killed it. Yeah, people love it. All right, here comes Rudy. She's on stage now.
She's on set. Go.
Round of applause for At the Annie. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi, five Mississippi. Are you guys having a good time?
Yeah.
This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, girl.
I sure do.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm in insurance.
Nice.
Great.
You guys ready for more show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys stand up and make some noise?
Okay. Stand up.
Woo. Oh, let's do a wave.
Let's do a wave. Good call. All right.
In their minds, they're like, we've never done a wave at a comedy show. This
Fine,
is unbelievable.
We're going to do one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start.
Yeah.
That's great.
Whoa. Nice.
Yeah.
Surf wave.
Surf wave.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll divide the room. The right says bad and the left says friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
No, you just point. Just okay. Point. Bad.
Friends.
Bad.
Friends.
Bad. 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 Bad.
Friends. Friends.
Bad.
Friends. Friends.
Bad.
Okay.
See, you'll love that. You'll love that.
Right?
And then when they do that, you go, surf's up.
Surf's up.
You have to yell surf's up. It's California.
It's California.
This is what they do.
This is SoCal.
Southern California. This is so SoCal.
Surf's up.
Yeah. Surf's up.
Now it's gonna be chaos.
Nuts.
And we need a shift in energy here from you.
So did I say quiet?
Yes.
Yes. As loud as you can.
Quiet. Quiet.
So instead of surfs up, get rid of that.
Get rid of surfs up.
And you just
that's
go
very
like this.
Good.
Quiet. Quiet. As loud as you can, and cross your arms. Quiet.
Yeah, quiet. Right. So say that.
Scream it.
Scream it.
Okay. And quiet.
Nice. Okay. Give it to me now. End it strong.
It gives me the utmost pleasure to bring these next comics to the stage.
Yep.
They're arguably the most important people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being raised by an orangutan and a panda.
Yeah.
My Titos, Tito Bobby, and Tito Andrew.
Dude,
that's right there.
I can't wait to see that.
You know, I'm scared because
she might
crush
way harder
than us.
Follow that. Yeah, it's going to be tough to follow. It's going to be tough to follow.
Oh my, we have to follow that.
But let me tell you something. She'll set us up to win.
Maybe. So and also you could just bring the piece of paper on stage.
Yeah, I want to bring it.
You can bring it on stage. Yeah. We print that out, George. By the way,
and also what?
You know what I watched last night?
You loved it.
Brought me to my knees.
What is it?
Sweet Tooth. It's so good. It's so good.
Are you being sarcastic?
I'm being dead serious.
Okay.
I love Sweet Tooth.
Do you like seaweed?
Oh, what?
You like
Do I like seaweed?
You like seaweed?
I love Sweet Tooth.
Do you like it, though?
Did you watch Sweet Tooth?
Yeah.
What did you like about it?
It just
You saw all of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It moved me. I don't want to give any stories
away. Yeah, yeah.
If you haven't seen this, people at home, watch Sweet Tooth. It's so, so good.
It's well shot.
It's beautiful. It's stunning.
The colors in it, it's beautiful.
Stunning.
It's stunning, yeah.
But dude, the doctor, I don't want to get into
the
story. You
great
can't.
Actor.
Oh my God.
Him and his wife,
oh
amazing
my
acting.
God.
Yeah.
Even the, it's you, just, look at, I'll show this to you. The audience can't see it. Look at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
oh
my,
yeah,
she knows.
Yeah, yeah, we know what that is.
Dude,
yeah.
One of the best shows
By
I've seen in years.
By you doing that, I know that you saw it.
I know. That's
yeah, because that's very a subtle thing.
Yeah, people are going to see that at home on YouTube. I'm telling you though, it was so good.
And
I don't even know how to explain
it. I liked Will Forte in it.
So good.
I really liked him in it.
I love him, dude. What
I love him. He's
Last
great.
Man on Earth
yeah,
was
he's great.
Great.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of great shit.
He does.
Like,
he always makes the right choices.
I know.
Yeah.
Why can't
great.
We do that?
We will.
We'll start.
Yeah.
We'll start. We just need to go be on SNL and then get off and then do it again.
Babbel. This summer, get the most out of your travels abroad by learning the language of your destination with Babbel, the number one selling language learning app. From ordering in restaurants or asking for directions to gaining a deeper understanding of the culture, Babbel makes the whole process of learning and a new language addictively fun and easy. With bite-sized lessons you can actually use in the real world, Babbel is a can't-miss travel essential, Andrew.
I agree, man. They're 15-minute lessons that make a perfect way to learn language on the go. I've used it. I do like it. I'm not a smart person, and it's very easy to use. The other language apps that you've seen before, they use AI for the lesson plans. Babbel, on the other hand, they were created by over 100 language experts, the real smart people. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent so you can sound like a local, baby.
Yeah.
I'm learning Italian,
like,
and I can't wait.
It's just like the way people talk in their country is why I like Babbel.
Yeah, it's real, man. And
it's
right
real.
Now, you can save 65% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/badfriends. That's babbel.com/badfriends for up to 65% off your subscription. Babbel.
Language for life.
Yeah, buddy.
Hello, Tushy. So at my 4th of July party.
Yeah. I blew your toilet up.
I know you did. But Annie Letterman's boyfriend, Todd.
Yeah.
Went to the bathroom, and he walked out with a smile on his face. And I go, what's the matter? He goes, my butthole feels so clean right
First
now.
First time
and
Tushy.
And I go, Tushy, baby.
Dude, the Tush.
Hello, Tushy,
It's so
baby.
Funny when people never use it, and they come over to the house, and they're like, dude, I've never done one of those. And you're like, welcome to the real world. Keep your sweaty crack clean, man, this summer with the brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment. It's an attachment. You don't got to do anything. You don't got to buy an expensive toilet. It just hooks onto the one you got. It's
Hello
stylish.
Tushy 3.0 cleans his soggy butts like a champ.
It does.
But it doesn't stop there. It cleans itself
Come on.
With the Smart Spray automatic self-cleaning nozzle.
Come on, man. It's going to get hotter. It's going to get stickier. It's going to get grosser. And the Hello Tushy bidet attaches to your existing toilet. No electricity, no extra plumbing needed. It's so simple. We both have them at the house. We have them here at the studio, which I love using sometimes before Bob comes. You already got a Hello Tushy on the pot. Treat your ass to the new 3.0 model. If you're new to the revolution, join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now. Have a clean butt with every flush.
Defeat swamp ass. Go to HelloTushy.com/badfriends to get 10% off plus free shipping.
That's right. Get rid of that swamp ass. A special offer for our listeners only at HelloTushy.com/badfriends for 10% off. Somebody sent me after we did the ep 2 weeks ago about what's her name using Korean baby's foreskin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, look this up. This is insane. This is a real website someone sent to me. It's called bloodstainedmen.com. Do you know what this is? There is a movement, bloodstainedmen.com, to warn the American people that circumcision is cruel, worthless, and destructive. So these guys go around with bloodstains over their wieners, and they're fighting against circumcision. They go protest circumcision all over the world.
So these are the guys with the top still on.
These guys have the sleeve.
They have the top still. They have the hat.
They have the sleeve. They have the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a hat.
And you're hatless.
I have a helmet.
Yeah, mine's a helmet.
I have a helmet.
I just have the head.
Right.
So they have the skin over the head.
They have a turtleneck.
I don't like it.
They have turtlenecks.
Just based on looks alone, I don't like it.
It looks strange.
Gilbert?
He has a turtleneck.
Did you know that? Yeah. But he's also Asian. Now, I'm not doing an Asian small dick joke.
That being said,
it doesn't help. Especially when the skin is a lot and the dick is small. Right? So in his case,
it hangs over.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the skin has completely enveloped
engulfed the
dick itself,
it's
right?
So weird.
So it just looks like a little ball.
Like it's tied off at the end a little bit too. A knot.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? It's like one of those shumai dumplings.
Oh, I love shumai dumplings.
I love it to eat, but to look at as a penis to fuck with? No, thank you.
He pulls his wiener on and goes, shumai!
Yeah.
These guys are trying to warn the world to provide people with information to help protect their children. So these guys literally go around protesting.
But what are I don't know the positives of keeping it on.
Well, they say, they'll tell you, dude. Okay. Should we have these guys come on the show?
No,
we should.
I don't.
Come on.
I don't want to meet them.
I want to meet them.
Because there's nothing I can do about it. I already got
it's
the
over.
Upper. It's over!
They're trying to convince you not to do it to your kids. That's their whole point.
If I have it, my kids have it.
Right.
Then my kids are going to have extra pleasure.
But I bet that's an American thing. You know that they don't in Europe. What about in the Philippines? Most boys get circumcised, don't they?
Yeah.
See, that's weird. In Europe, they don't. In Europe, they all have sleeves.
Really?
All my British friends have sleeves. They don't get clipped. What about you guys? Are you guys clipped or sleeves? You got sleeves or you got helmets?
Oh, clipped for
so,
sure.
So he's got a helmet.
Well, you Pete clipped. Sleeve, right?
No, clipped.
Oh, clipped.
Okay, sleeveless. Yeah. He's going sleeveless.
He got angry. Clipped.
Wait a minute. Did you clip your kids?
No.
Whoa.
Pete, so your kid has a sleeve?
Your kid has a sleeve?
He does.
Whoa.
Why?
Your wife, huh? Your wife said she wanted to keep it? Because a lot of times the women want to keep it.
Yeah, my wife's European.
See? The Europeans, they leave the sleeve. They leave the sleeve. So what did she say to you, Pete? Was it a conversation for real?
No, I didn't want to circumcise him either.
Why not?
Because his wife didn't want to. I mean, come on, Pete.
Come on, Pete.
Have an opinion.
Yeah, seriously. Stand up for yourself.
What a fucking coward. I didn't want one either.
What is it, Steve? Steve? Sleeve? Pete?
Pete Sleeve?
Pete Sleeve? Your new name is Sleeve.
Sleeve. Sleevey.
Sleevey. Sleevey.
Sleevey.
Sleevey.
What is it?
What is it? Why?
Why we didn't circumcise him?
Yes, Pete. No, that's shit. What we're talking
fucking
about.
No.
God, I miss Andres.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Why did the Emperor die in the? You mean in Return of the Jedi?
Come on, Pete. It was evil. Why, Pete? Why did you? Because you're.
We didn't want to cut him. You know,
let me provide a real argument because Pete really can't come up with any.
Well, he can't come.
So
up
what
with
they say is you lose sensation when you keep your sleeve. You get more sensation. The reason that we used to do that was hygiene, because people didn't... what is that? What are those?
I don't know. It's just black...
Schmutz?
Schmutz on the table. I don't know what it is.
It looks like poop.
Yeah, it's like little rabbit poop.
Well, maybe you have a little rat in here.
Is that rat poop?
Do we have... Oh, well, don't...
Yeah, it's rat poop.
Do we have a rat?
Yeah.
Well, don't flick it towards me.
Well, why is it on my side?
Because it knows where it belongs. It smelled my desk and was like, nah, it's been over by you. Oh, gross.
Okay, so go
anyway,
on.
We got rats. No, so they say it takes away feeling. So like when you clip, you lose sensation, so they say. And they also say that hygiene, that's why they did it, so you don't have to, you know, clean it as much. You don't have to clean. But they say now with technology and all that stuff, it's not, people aren't getting as infected as much. But also, it's supposed to protect you from STDs and all that stuff. And
but does it, no, let's go back. That, none of those other things matter except the feeling thing.
They say the feeling is way, way stronger.
So it's like, then let's focus on the feeling.
Right? Well, that's what the one cell is.
So what I get when I orgasm.
I want to hear kind of.
Do you?
Not really, but I do. The fans want to hear.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Not a noise, but is there a face that you make?
When I orgasm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I go like this.
Oh.
It's real subtle.
It's not subtle. It's so racist.
It's not racist.
It's overtly racist.
No, it's not.
It's not subtle.
That has nothing to do with race.
It's overtly racist.
No, I just get switched.
It's like if, ladies and gentlemen, anyone that does that, the president of the United States, his opening line, oh.
That's me orgasm.
It's no.
That's me orgasm.
It's overtly racist.
That's me orgasm.
Canceled.
That's not racist. Yeah. Why would it be have anything to do with race? You ask what my face is and I go, ooh. That's what I do.
It's like if I orgasm, I do a white thing. Hey, buddy.
That's so funny if
you
did that.
I come, hey, buddy. Gotcha. Oh, whatever.
White collar crimes.
Yeah.
A yacht.
Yeah.
So. No, that's my face. I go, no, my face is this. My face is, What's my face?
No, be real. No, be real about it.
I don't know what I look like.
Yeah, you gotta be real. You don't do any of that shit.
What do you
do? With your wife.
Okay, let's be real then. You know what it really is?
Yeah.
It's this.
Yeah.
That's it. It's real subtle.
That's very good.
What's yours?
I believe that.
What's yours?
Let me think.
Oh, gross. God, it's gross. Because you look at your
Yeah, no, I'm just... Because it builds. It's not like a moment of...
Mine's
there's
a moment.
There's feeling.
Hits me out of nowhere.
There's like a 10-second feeling that builds. So it's more like...
Jules, this is terrible. She doesn't need to see this.
No, I won't do that. I'll just do my face, right?
Yeah, don't do your hands.
Yeah, I won't do my...
There it is.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's pretty good, right?
That's good. That actually looks very realistic.
Thank you.
I would believe that in a sex scene.
Thank you.
Have you ever done a sex scene? No. You know who else hasn't?
They're never going to write
us. They're never going to write us in a sex scene.
They'll never write us in a sex scene.
Nope. Nobody wants to see an Asian.
Even when I was in Splitting Up Together, there was a scene where we were in bed.
Yeah.
Right? And, I mean,
Redheads and Asians don't get a lot of
sex
scenes.
No offense, but like, I think Lindsay had a thing where, because she played my wife.
Yeah.
Where we're just laying in bed and she just has her arm like on me.
Uh-huh.
And the director just went, took that arm off.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
It looks weird.
Oh, that's so sad.
And I'm like, what, so we're just best friends?
She's like, you're married, but nobody wants to see that.
You know?
I've never been a part.
I don't know if that happened or not.
I've masturbated on camera in a sex scene, like I'm alone in my room.
Yeah. That doesn't count.
I know. It's sad. They don't want me on set. The only other time, well, this was funny. When we were shooting I'm Dying Up Here, I think I might be told this story, but there was a sex scene going on, and I have to come in the room and say a joke.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my buddy Jake's butthole is right in my eye line.
Yeah.
His butthole. His real butthole.
Yeah.
Because you're wearing a merkin. You know,
on the
front?
Yeah.
But the thread goes through his butthole.
Yeah.
So I see his butthole.
Yeah.
And I have to walk in the room and say something like, you know, we're going to be late. Something like that.
Yeah. Were you laughing?
Every time.
You laughed every time.
It was so hard because I see his nuts. I see his nuts hanging and I'm looking right into his butthole.
Yeah, but it, you know, it's different.
And it's one of my close friends.
But when you're shooting, it's so funny because when you're shooting a scene.
Yeah.
Because when I did The Cabin with Burke Kreischer and he was bent over. So he was bent over. We're doing a colonoscopy, right? And he's like, stick it in, right? So I stick it in, and his sacks?
Huge.
Huge.
Massive
like
nuts.
Like fucking bear sacks, yeah. Right? His asshole is like three layers of purple.
It's
like mounds.
It's real tight.
It's like, I'll tell you what it looked like, his asshole looked like. You put a donut down, and you put a smaller donut on top of that.
I see it.
And a smaller donut on top of that.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. And that was kind of sticking out.
That was coming this way to you?
Yeah, how would I know it goes inward? No, it was going outward, right? So it sat, and there was a little mole right in the entranceway.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
you should get that checked out.
It probably has a little sign that says, like, inside the mole, do not enter, or whatever. So it's like, and then, like, and I'm doing this thing with, I'm sticking the tube in his asshole, and I see my friends, everything about him.
Ugh.
Everything. And, but you're like, you know the camera's on you.
You're in the scene.
So you're just trying to... like it's normal, but it's horrifying.
Have you ever done one of those colonics or whatever they're called?
Oh yeah,
you have. We should do
and
one.
And they had the tube next to you.
They
show you what's going out.
I can't. Like, have you ever done one of those? A colonic? Would you ever do one?
No.
Why not?
You have to do one.
They're good
Why?
For you.
You get colon cancer.
You can get colon cancer. How many pounds of undigested food are in the average human stomach? I read something one time that was like 6 pounds of like undigested shit is just hanging out in your colon.
Oh, shit.
Like, did you lose weight after you did it?
I'm going to have to get one. I know, because...
What's wrong? Tacos?
No, I went to the...
One product claims that anywhere from 6 to 40 pounds of waste, feces, and undigested food stuck in our bodies. See, 6 sounded what I've heard. 40 sounds insane.
Dude.
Another one compares the weight of the waste to carrying a bowling ball in our gut.
I went to Self Edge to get jeans Saturday, and I go... She goes, okay, what size? I go... Normal, you know, 32-inch waist.
Oh, you told me this at the barbecue.
Yeah, I go 32. Yeah, 32-inch, and I literally got 1 foot in the actual opening.
In the waist.
In the waist opening, I got 1 foot. I go, what's going on here? Right.
You're 30.
I'm a 37 almost.
Seven. That's big.
It's big.
It's gotten a little big.
You know,
but you don't look like you gained any weight
because my legs don't show it.
But your tum-tum.
It's my tummy. It's like, it's just the body.
But you have a really cute tummy.
I don't think so. I think it's morbid. Like, even my
brother. Stand up and show the camera.
Even my brother went to the spa last week for the first time. And my brother saw my body and he went, he literally went, like, you know, normally he would make fun of me. Like, fatty.
But it made him sad.
He goes, you're going to die, man.
Let me see your stomach. Let me see.
It's so sad.
Let me see.
I'm going to, this is real.
I know, I'm looking.
Okay, this is real, all right?
Yeah, sideways. Yeah, what do you think, Jules?
It's big.
Yeah, is it bigger than it used to be?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Let me see. Keep turning a little bit. Yeah. We gotta get it on. We gotta do a diet. Let's do a diet together. Do you want to do a diet or something? We should do it.
I told Janina the Javon Carr the girl I was in Hungary with.
Yeah.
I go, do you know nutritionist? You know, every time I ask people nutritionists, they always go, you're not going to follow it.
That's not true. Yeah, you will.
I will follow it.
What's your breakfast like this morning? Well, you don't eat breakfast in the morning.
Jersey Mike's.
Okay, you woke up and had Jersey Mike's?
Yeah.
What are we talking? Six
a regular.
Inch, 12, full.
Not 12.
It's 12 inches, isn't it?
It is?
It's got to be a foot long, isn't it?
I don't know.
No, it's a regular. It's like, it's not foot. It's half a foot.
What is a Jersey Mike sub length? What did you have on it? Let's just go down what your diet is.
Okay, okay.
Then we'll be able to break down the easiest way to get rid of it.
Okay.
So what's an average Jersey Mike sub? Look it up, Pete. What did you have on the sub?
I get the number 2.
The number 2 is the turkey provolone.
Yes.
That's healthy.
No, it's not turkey provolone. It's
3-5-7.
Yeah.
So you had a 7
inch. Is the regular. That's what I get.
That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No. And 14 to 15 is the giant.
Yeah, but I don't get the giant.
No.
Swear to God.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay, good. So, all right, so what's the 2?
So what I'll get is, but I'll add jalapenos, avocados.
Safe. Those
right.
Are both okay.
And I'll add, I'll do it Mike's way, because I love it when he does that way. What, right?
Oh my God.
Then I get a bag of potato chips.
Which ones?
The Lay's regular.
That's not that bad.
And then I'll get a Diet Coke. That's what I get. That's what I had today.
So, but the number 2 is, it's the Italian, right?
Yeah.
So it's a cold cuts.
It's a cold cuts, yeah. Mm. So I had that, and then I won't eat.
Look at the calorie menu on Jersey Mike's, please.
Then I won't eat until tonight.
Yeah, but you're better off eating smaller meals during the day than eating 2 massive meals. It's harder on your body. So why don't you eat 4 meals but tiny ones? Jersey Mike's, so what are we talking? Number 2.
I just need, bro, I just need somebody to go.
White bread or wheat bread?
White, of course.
Oh, no.
What?
That's 2,000 milligrams of sodium?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's a lot. That's a lot of salt. Because the Mike's way?
Yeah.
So it's 800 calories for that. That's not that bad, I think.
Can I just tell you what I need?
What do you need, baby?
I need somebody to go. This like I'm in prison.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
And this is all you can
eat?
No
option.
Well, why can't we do that, Rudy? Can you do prison meals for him?
And I'm like,
he's going to yell at me.
Yeah, that's probably pretty valid.
And so then that's all I need. If I could get that. These are your 3 meals. There's nothing you can do about it.
Look up that company. Is there a company called Prison Meal Plan that we can... I would love to do a company called Prison Meal Plan where a guy comes to your house and he goes, eat it!
Yeah.
You're like, I want more. He's like, no! Go to bed, bitch!
Yeah. I need that.
Prison meals. Let's
Or how about this? How about can I go to a place for at least like a week or on 2 weeks? I don't want that, man.
Let's get him a prison menu, though. That's what you should be eating. A package of bologna?
No, because they don't give it that health. I want something healthy.
Okay, but healthy is going to be veggies.
That's okay.
And protein.
I don't care.
That's it.
I need somebody to go, this is what you're going to eat. Mm-hmm. This is going to be good for you.
How come Kalila's in such good shape?
Because she exercises and eats. She doesn't eat what I eat.
Okay, but you're not going to exercise, so can you?
I am going to exercise. I have exercised before.
I saw the Peloton.
Yeah, I just need somebody.
How many times have
you need somebody. Just listen, man. I'm fucking panicking. I just need somebody to go, this is what you're gonna eat. I think I need to go to an institution or something,
like a
place where I'm gonna wake up just for like a week,
like
2 weeks,
fat rehab.
Yeah, and go. This is what you're eating, right?
Yeah.
You can't smoke. You can't do anything.
Okay.
And no gadgets.
No phones. No phones, iPad.
Nothing.
What are you gonna
for
be doing?
2 weeks.
Just working out the whole time.
I'll write.
You won't.
I will.
Okay. I want to see that.
But is there a place? And anyone out there listening right now? Get me that place.
Is there fat rehab, weight loss
rehab?
It's not
fat rehab. I just need a place where I can go.
Residential weight loss treatment, the first one. Go down. Residential weight loss treatment. Positive alternative. This is great. You're going to a fat camp.
Yeah.
Structure House,
yeah.
Best residential weight loss and wellness program. We're going to this.
Okay.
Please look into this, George.
Will you go with me, though?
100%.
You'll check in.
I swear to God, I'll check in.
For how long?
For the show. Oh, for how long?
How long do we do it?
How long does it have to be? Live-in weight loss program, personal coaching, diet, nutrition, behavioral therapy, fitness and exercise. Is there flexibility? Click on that one because I'd love to know. Yes. Look at that. You can stay. What does that say? Day structure package. You could go for a day. Just check in and check out. It's 4 weeks. It's 1 month. Interested in a stay longer than 4 weeks? So most people go for 4 weeks. Look at the day structure package, please. Can you click on that link?
4 weeks?
Yeah, a month is way too long.
I got shit to do.
Yeah, I'm busy. Who is it? Okay, for those who live locally seeking benefits, so you can show up, do it, and go home.
Well, really? Where is it at?
Where is this at, dude? Let's find out.
Look at the area code. It's like Hawaii or something.
Where? What is it?
855.
No, 855 is like an 800 number.
Oh.
717-1804. Let me find out. 717-1804. Let me call and find out to see... what they can prove. Oh, look at that. Look, where is that? Oh, dude, that's North Carolina. This is in North Carolina.
Thank you for calling.
No. This is in Durham. We need to do this. You need to get this this
dude,
kind of...
Dude, we asked for a place in California. You brought me fucking North Carolina,
Pete!
Man.
Go back. Click back on that page,
God
Pete.
Damn it, man!
Man,
I'm trying to save my life here, man!
I miss Andres like
North
crazy.
North Carolina's nice.
North Carolina is nice. Thank you, Pete.
That's true.
Thank you, Pete.
Movement!
Hey, what time is it?
MVMT time, baby.
MVMT time, baby. It's pronounced movement. Look.
You guys, you got... No, look to me.
No, you look.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
So I never wear watches, but when I go out to like a special event, I have movement watches, and mm-hmm. I select them, and I select the most stylish one.
Yeah,
and I go out, and it's the best watch out
well,
there
look,
because it's the prices are good and they're stylistic.
They're super well priced, which I think, because as a watch guy, I like collecting watches.
Yeah,
They're made by two Southern California college dropouts, and they made a watch company with fair prices and cool colors, and they look different, and they don't look cheap. My biggest pet peeve is when watches look like chunky and cheap.
Mm.
I like their styles a lot, and they have the quality of like a, you know, $400, $500 watch, and it's a fraction of that price, which
yeah.
I think is incredible, and it's shipped right to your door for free, and if you don't like them, you give it right back, and they have so many different styles is what
they,
I like.
They ship it right to your door, it's free,
yep.
And if you don't love it, you can ship it right back for free.
I've been rocking the Minimal Sport dive watch, and it's very sleek, very cool. I actually like to use it when I am running, and it's all good with sweat. Because I'd be sweating. It's very sleek. It looks professional. Yeah, and the Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. They got these blue light glasses, and it helps with eye strain, poor sleeping patterns. They have so many modern styles of products on their website. It's pretty impressive. You got to check these dudes out. Southern California folk. And if you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the movement, baby. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/badfriends.
Again, that's MVMT.com/badfriends.
Yeah, buddy.
ButcherBox.
Slice it up, baby.
I love the meat.
Delicious,
you know,
meat.
In my freezer, I've got the only meat is from ButcherBox.
No, me too, actually. I've got,
I
think
so
I have 12 pounds of meat from them.
Yeah.
They have options like 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, humanely raised pork, wild-caught lobster tails, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and sugar and nitrate-free bacon.
Each box ships with 9 to 11 pounds of meat.
So much.
Packed fresh, shipped frozen, and vacuum-sealed, making it simple to store in the freezer, and you can grab it later for a delicious meal with friends.
Yeah, so I liked it because I got the patties, the pre-packed ground beef patties to make some boigas on my flat top and let Santino tell you I like this. Dude, as a meat eater, I do love it because then all I have to do is get a farm fresh veggies delivery with this and you got tons of meat in your freezer ready to rock and roll. And it's actually, look, it's real good meat. It is. It's really good meat because sometimes you get frozen stuff and I'm like, oh, this isn't good. It actually is delicious and it's high quality stuff. Luckily, today's sponsor, ButcherBox, wants to celebrate you this summer. Right now, ButcherBox is offering new members 2 free lobster tails and 2 free ribeyes in your first box. You can get your high-quality surf and turf on with your friends or enjoy it all by yourself.
Tell them what they need to do, Andrew.
All you got
to
do is sign up and choose your box delivery and frequency. They offer 4 curated box options and a custom box that lets you choose your favorite cuts. ButcherBox ships your order frozen at its peak freshness, packed in an eco-friendly 100% recyclable box. You enjoy the high-quality meat delivered to your door. And more time for amazing meals together, man. ButcherBox is offering our listeners 2 5-ounce lobster tails, like Bob said, 2 10-ounce ribeyes for free in your first box. You can only get this special deal when you sign up for new membership at butcherbox.com/badfriends. Bob?
Butcherbox.com/badfriends for free lobster tails and ribeyes in your first box.
Yum.
Can I tell you something that I've seen twice already on HBO?
Yeah.
Tragedy!
What?
Tragedy!
I don't know what that is.
If you got down and then I want to do my walk, I'm a last man. No time to talk. We can't do it. Who's that? Around it tonight. All night. It's okay. You may look the other way.
I can't do it.
You remember?
I can't do it.
You don't know that? You know who that is? Yeah, you knew. Who's that?
Stay alive. Stay alive.
Who's that? The Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees, yeah.
They have a documentary.
They do?
Yeah, and I've been watching it.
Look,
I saw it twice already. I saw it by myself.
It's that good?
I don't know. Here's what I like about it.
Were they gay?
No, man!
What?
They're not gay, man!
Barry Gibb.
He's not gay. He's got like 52 kids.
Well, you can have kids and not
he's
be gay?
He's had the same wife the whole time. He's the only Gibbs brother that's alive still. You can't just say that he's gay.
I didn't say I asked. I said, is he gay?
No, he's not gay at all.
Well, that picture looks gay.
He had gay teeth. That's the only thing gay about there's their teeth.
Does Barry Gibb have gay teeth? Wait, what does it say? Is he gay? What does anybody say? No?
No, he's not gay.
I didn't know. I thought. Does he have gay teeth?
Yeah.
Well, look at that middle picture, the white one, the white.
Yeah.
Look at how sexy he is, though.
Yeah.
I say that as a man who might. He could coerce me.
Yeah, so Barry.
Does that guy look gay, Rudy?
A little.
Thank you.
It's the time period, Rudy. It's fucking the 70s and it was the disco.
Everybody was kind of gay.
Everyone was gay then.
Yeah, they were.
I'm telling you right now, if.
That's not a gay photo of three gay men?
No, it's not.
That's not outside the Abbey.
They're fucking performing, dude.
That's not outside the Abbey.
What do you think they should be wearing? Paul Bunyan gear?
Well, first of all, does he have a camel toe? Look in the middle. Look at how split.
That's Robin Gibb. How dare you?
Look at his camel toe.
Yeah, he does
have
a camel toe.
Is his penis up and away? It looks like it's up and away.
Look.
Balls. Balls.
His dick is.
Yeah, it's up and away.
It's up and away.
It's up and away.
Do you know why?
Why?
They just killed it on stage.
And he rocks.
You never got an erection when you were on stage?
No.
Oh, I get it all the time.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do.
But no one can tell?
No, they can't. Oh, no, they can't. I have it like that. I have it
pitch a little
tucked
mini
on my
tent.
Belly. It's
up and
way,
away.
Up and away, yeah.
The guy on the right looks like it's a photoshopped head.
Okay. Well, the guy on the right is Rory Scovel. So
you watch a documentary about
the
Bee
Gees. I'll tell you what I like about them.
I don't like disco.
I mean, you're so ignorant, dude.
Oh, what's ignorant? Disco died. It went and so it obviously
I
wasn't
know,
worth
can
it.
Can I tell you
what you like
about the Gibbs?
Go ahead.
All right. So they were big in the 60s, right? And they weren't a disco band. They were like a British band, right? They did harmonizing and mm-hmm. they were brothers. And they made it, right? They made it big in the late 60s.
In Britain?
And in the United States.
Right. But were they famous there first?
No, they actually blew up in both places at the same time.
That's incredible.
Right? So then what happened was they broke up because Robin Gibb and Barry Gibb, there was a power struggle.
As like any brothers,
right.
Noel Gallagher, Liam, it's just tale as old as time.
Right. And actually he's in the documentary.
Who, the Gallaghers?
Yeah.
But just which one?
Noel.
Liam's not in it.
And also one of the Jonas Brothers is in it as well.
That's a weird...
Because they're talking about being brothers in show business.
I know.
So anyway, so what happened was they did their own thing and they were eating it on their own. So in the early 70s, they decided to get back together and they put out two albums and now they're doing like shit rooms.
Like they're playing like bar shows.
No one's coming.
15 people.
It's over, right?
Sad.
In fact, they would tell Robin, don't look, tell Robin not to look in the audience.
Oh.
Because he would see what's half full. Right?
Yeah.
Right? So then what happened was Eric Clapton, who was signed by the same manager, did an album in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And he just suggested to the boys, like, well, just come out here. You always record your albums in England. Come out here and record an album. And there's also an energy going on, you know, the Miami sound or whatever. And these guys went out there and they had one shot. One fucking shot.
They did it.
And they changed their sound. Right, and that's what we call disco.
Disco was birthed.
But it reinvented them, and it was an amazing achievement. Because it's like most bands after the 60s, when they died, they're gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, if you flop once, it's hard to come back.
So hard, especially when you're known for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But these fuckers reinvented themselves. It's really impressive.
It is impressive. The music itself is never my, it's just not,
I know,
no
but
way.
Like, I know, but what happened was because of people like you, white dudes like you, and it's so interesting that you
these
say
these are white people, by the way. They're ours. They're
no,
whites.
They're not.
The Gibbs? They no. couldn't be more white.
They're Nordic.
That's us. That's the most white. Up north is white.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. These are like the Viking people.
But be honest, though.
Mm.
There's two different kinds of whites.
Sure.
Right?
Which one am I?
The ones, the hardcore ones.
Oh, I'm white.
No, you're
white.
Like working class white.
Right. Trash.
Right? Garbage.
You can say it. Yeah.
Right?
Trash white.
But then you have like Liberace white.
Fancy white.
White. You have Liberace. Right. You have the Siegfried and Roy.
fancy.
Fancy.
Gay. Fancy
no,
gay.
No, they're gay.
Yeah.
Don't throw out gay.
They're gay.
Why? Because they like sparkles?
Was Liberace gay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they like sparkles and they like tigers.
Gay.
And lions.
Gay.
And they and when they die, they have to wear them as well, right?
I know.
Right? So look at here. They like to grow their hair like fancy. Lions.
Fancy.
Right. They're fancy.
They're fancy.
So what I'm saying is when the disco was huge, mm-hmm. there was a guy in Chicago, right, much like you.
Yeah, me.
Who started this disco sucks movement.
Which I couldn't agree with more.
Right.
Yeah.
So he had all these people come out to Wrigley's.
Field.
Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Bring all your disco
church.
Albums.
We call it church.
Yeah, disco albums.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the middle of Wrigley's Field.
And burn
and
it?
And we're going to explode them in a bomb.
Dude, that guy's the best. Who's that guy? Look up the disco sucks guy. Dude, that guy.
That's you.
Yeah, it is.
And when we were watching the documentary, we both at the same time go, when he popped up on the screen.
You and Kalila?
We went, Andrew.
I want to play this guy if they make a scripted version of this. Disco Demolition Night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. At Comiskey Park. Oh, wrong stadium.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
Wow, dude. And they brought their records and burned them at Comiskey. July 12th, 1979 at Comiskey Park, which is where the White Sox used to play.
They turned away 15,000 people.
That's how many people
hate
disco.
15,000 people with albums. Can we get in? That's how much they hated it.
Dude, that's incredible. And by the way, who's the name? It says it right there, doesn't it? The playing of the field was damaged that the fans of the White Sox were required to forfeit the second game to the Tigers because it was a doubleheader. That's the guy. Steve Dahl's an American radio person. He's the owner operator of Steve Dahl Network. And he's the one that was campaigning this. He's a Chicago shock jock guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on and bring your records down to Comiskey this weekend.
No, but back then,
he
looked like a punk rocker. Back then in the 70s, he was like
hardcore.
A fatter with a green, you know.
Still pretty fat.
That's true.
So this guy made you bring him down. And so admission was discounted at 98 cents
but look
to the attendees.
But who wins at the end of the day?
They bought the records.
The Bee Gees. The Bee Gees will forever be known for, they have like 8 songs
mm-hmm.
that are just never going to go away in our conscience.
Yeah, no, right? It's she doesn't know who that is. They've gone away. It's our generation.
No,
we're done.
Do you know who the Bee Gees are?
I know their music, not them.
Yeah. You know the music.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, but because in the Philippines, that's probably a hit now.
Everyone fucking knows.
They're probably in the streets
the Bee Gees.
Going. That's probably their thing now in the Philippines today.
Yeah.
Like how far behind are the Philippines in music?
I don't know.
Well, they always say like Asia is a couple years behind, right? Like a hit song out here is going to be late there.
Not anymore, dude. The internet, bro. What the fuck are you talking
about?
No,
that's true because their culture, their pop culture music is bigger than
they're
our pop
culture. They're creating
their
own pop culture now, fucking that.
Some of them.
No, all of them.
No, K-pop is big. But not in Japan and not in China. They're still behind us. They are.
Japan is not behind us in any way, shape,
as far as our music.
In terms of film, music, and any of that. No, man.
Our hits here happen first and then they get over there. So by the time they're burnt here, they start to get over there. That's just fact. That's just truth.
So what you're saying right now is they're like some Japanese guys opening up a present from their parents,
mm-hmm.
and they go, Sublime album?
Yes. 40 ounces to freedom. And
that's what you're saying.
And they don't practice Santeria. Then that's their whole life now.
And they're like memorizing their favorite new artist's name. Yeah. Billy Joe Armstrong. Billy Joel Armstrong. So they doesn't, you know what I mean? So they remember
it. So it locks into their brain.
Yeah, grinde. Billy Joel Armstrong.
Dookie. Do you know Green Day? Do you know that band? God, that's so weird.
He just wrote me a letter.
Billy Joel Armstrong wrote you a fucking letter?
Well, he sent me coffee.
Time out.
What?
Are you friends with him?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
He did TB?
No.
He did the belly?
I have a weird story with him.
With Billy Joel Armstrong?
Yeah, yeah.
Please. Like arguably my so much of my influence when I was in a band in high school.
He did Mad TV, right?
Oh, he was a guest.
Yeah, his Green Day played Mad TV.
Right.
We would get like Marilyn Manson and Green Day to play Mad TV, right?
Wow, yeah.
And that's where I learned. That's where I met like Ryan Reynolds. We had young actors as well that would guest star or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I met Billy. But then like Billy and I became, for some reason, Mad TV was like. We're gonna send you out to the Grammys to me, and you're gonna interview people on the red carpet. So
that's
I would,
great.
Yeah. So I would like interview people at like you know the Emmys.
That's awesome.
Or the Grammys.
Didn't you like that?
I hated it.
Why, Bob?
Because you're with the press, so it's like
yeah, but they know you're a comedian.
I want to be no. At the time, no one knew who I was. Oh. So I want to be like on the red carpet and I'm with 50,000 people with cameras and going, hey. You know what I mean? Like, it was terrible.
Didn't they have a press person go, excuse me, we have a guy from Matt TV, a comedian, Bobby Lee?
Yeah, nobody would want to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I said something.
Give it.
So hacky and it makes me sweat so much. I can't.
Please.
Oh my God. It's so embarrassing.
So what? We all have embarrassing shit. What was it?
So, me and Nicole Parker are at the Emmys, and no one will come. And then William H. Macy,
love,
right, decides to come, right? And I go, how's the department stores?
Did you really say that to William H. Macy? How are the department stores? Do you even get that joke, Rudy?
No.
This department store is called Macy's. Do you know Macy's?
Yeah.
You know, like Nordstrom's?
Oh, his response was worse.
Yeah, he probably said, go fuck yourself.
No. You're a comedian? And he walked away.
Oh, my God. Oh, I like that guy so much more. Oh, my God. How much more do I like William H. Macy now that he said that to you? You're a comedian? Walks away.
And but it was one of those things where it's like when it was coming out of my mouth, my mind and my filter and everything about me inside, you know what I mean? Code red, bail. But it was still coming out. It was still coming out.
How did
they're like, sorry, boss, it's already in the thing, you know?
We sent it out.
We sent it out. You know what I mean?
What did Nicole say?
Oh, she blushed. All the blood, you know what I mean? Just rushed into her face red. And she was just kind of looking on the ground cross-eyed. Sweat dripping. And
upset.
Because imagine, so he goes, and you're a comedian? He walks away. This is me.
I would love to see
and,
that.
And Nicole Parker, and we're just sitting there like this. And I remember turning to Nicole and going something like, this is my last one of these.
How many had you done?
Like six or seven.
Oh, were they paying you money?
The show was.
But I mean, that was just a thing you had to do outside of the show.
And also the show, I mean, obviously you're on a late night sketch show. You're not making that much money to ruin your career
That started your career.
Yeah, but at the time, though, you think it's done.
Yeah.
You know?
How's
the department store?
You're a comedian, huh?
Oh, my God.
What did Billy Joel say?
So Billy Joel, right? I remember one night, it was after some event or something. And his wife and him, I didn't know them at all.
Right. Like, you, what do you mean? You?
I barely knew him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He was always nice to me, though.
Yeah.
He was always, like, a really nice guy. He really is. If you ever met him?
No. But super I think sweet. They're phenomenal.
So talented.
Trey cool.
I remember he goes, let's not go to that bar. And he goes, we're staying at this hotel, my wife and I. Come just to the room. We'll hang out. I swear to God. No, it wasn't that vibe. No, it wasn't it wasn't that vibe. It wasn't that vibe. No. So I just remember like.
Come to the room and hang out with my wife.
No, because his wife was in the room.
I know, but also let's just
so
meet.
So this is what happened.
Never inviting someone up to my room with my wife.
Well, back then.
It was the 90s.
Yeah. So we were just like, I just remember he's laying on the bed.
Okay. It wasn't like
I'm lying
that.
On my
he's
back.
He's laying on the bed.
I'm laying on my back. And his wife was knitting.
This is hot.
On the fucking couch.
This is porn.
She was like making a blanket or something. And we talked for like 3 or 4 hours.
Just sitting on the beds.
No, I'm laying on the ground. He's laying on the bed. And we're just laughing and telling stories and stuff. And I remember just going, all right, later. And I left.
It was really sweet.
Yeah, it was a cool little. I've had so many little moments, weird moments like that.
So you have to cherish those.
Yeah.
And know that those are really important instead of. When you get upset and you get weirded out by the business and you're sad, you have those moments for the rest of your life.
If I look back, I have so many little moments like when John Cena, like, you know John Cena, right?
No, I don't know who John Cena is. Who is he?
He's an actor.
Is he, though?
He's in the WWE. He was in the WWE.
I know. I saw Fast 9. I saw Fast.
Oh, he's in that?
John Cena is like the main opposition to.
So he.
Vin Diesel.
I remember like when.
We're all about family.
I remember we did 24 with Bobby Lee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And John Cena, I go, we did it in my apartment. So I'm sleeping, so you have to wake me up. So slap me in the chest. So the first take, he goes like that. And I go, and I kind of got mad. I was just like, dude.
Hit me.
Well, this is television. It reads.
Hit me.
Hit me as hard as you can.
Yes.
And he goes, I'll break every bone in your body. I go, hit me. Goes, I will break. Yeah, I go, hit me. See, I just remember like laying there and then like knocking out.
Oh, he woke you up to knock you out.
No, I was unconscious. Like he went, cack, right on my thing, right? And I went to heaven, right? Jesus! And I came back into my body, right? And then for some reason, I got up. Mm-hmm. And then I go back to the first thing.
Yeah, do what you did before.
Yeah, do what you did before. You're right.
Was he a cool guy?
I love him. One of the nicest guys.
See how many small, beautiful moments.
But I have these little tiny moments with Billy Joel, with John Cena, with a million things. I'll tell you another thing. I ever tell you about the Asian sex party?
Wait. Have we talked about that on this show?
Yeah, I think that was one of the first five episodes.
We did. Let me tell you something. I've been lucky to have a lot of little moments, but I was so young in the business that
you've had good moments.
Well, when I did Punk'd, we met a million celebrities.
Right.
But I was so embarrassed about doing the show that it was a little hard for me. Like I drove Drake to meet the president. He thought he was meeting Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
Oh, so you're also you have to be in the scene and commit to the scene, and you have to play this guy, almost be invisible.
Yeah, you do. You have to be a chameleon.
You have to be a chameleon. That must be hard. And then it's also like, it's not as if you're the star of the show. You're kind of just a player, mm-hmm. right? So you have to kind of be unknown almost.
Well, you do have to be unknown. And then afterwards, sometimes they like you and you get to know them. I mean, that's how I got to know Bam Margera. Like, I got to know some people from the show because afterwards they were like, yo, that was great.
Yeah.
Because we also wrote the show.
Yeah.
So that was cool. But there were moments where, you know, we would have to mess with celebrities. And you're like, then they're upset when it's over. And then they hate you. And you're
right.
Like, it's not me.
Yeah.
It's a thing, and they're like, no, fuck you.
Really?
Kind of.
I mean, are there times where, I mean, obviously this happens where they go, I'm not going to sign the NDA for that.
All the time.
Release.
That happened so much, it was insane.
And then you have some producers come up, like, come on, man.
They beg, and they offer money and whatever they can do. I mean, it just doesn't work because people are like, no, we're not going to do it.
Wow.
Unless the star that punked them was so big. Like when Bieber did people, when we worked with him,
yeah.
No one was going to say no.
Right. Because
the airtime for them was like...
huge.
Anybody said, yeah.
Yeah.
Mac Miller, who's passed away, he was incredible. And he was a kid. He was probably 18 or 17. And man, he was so good, so young.
How did he die?
Overdose.
Oh.
I mean, you know, it's really weird because it was like, it was an accident. I think he went to bed and took a couple pills to go to sleep and just didn't wake up.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that you should be lucky that you're alive because of all the stuff that you did. Some people just take a couple pills and they never wake up.
Yeah.
And you did so,
not so much, yeah.
Much more.
Yeah.
But you never did pills.
I did. That was my main thing.
No, not like, but you didn't like mix a bunch of stuff and then take pills and go to bed.
Yeah, I would take six Valiums.
At night before you went to sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, Jerry Seinfeld saw my dick.
What is up with that?
You hear about that?
Yeah, no. We've talked about that here.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
About Jerry. Yeah, he hated it.
Well, I apparently it was just a rumor. All right, George, I sometimes repeat myself. There's no way, you don't have to fucking shame me. Yeah, we heard about that already. Move on.
He does that thing where he gets a little too uppity-buppity.
It's also, dude, listen.
Do you know what he didn't do? You know what he didn't do? Didn't introduce me to his wife at the party. She had to come up to me.
I know, I saw that.
She goes, hi, we didn't get to meet.
Yeah, I saw
George,
that.
Why didn't you introduce me to your wife and your baby?
I was busy with my baby. Sorry, sir.
But I show up. I say hi.
I did.
How nice, Bob.
I
went around to everybody.
Come on,
you were a sweetheart.
And I went around to everybody and I said hi. And you know who's the sweetest to me?
Yeah.
Everybody but George.
Oh,
who
come
I know on,
on
a, the
I,
most
I know,
personal.
I
know you more than anybody there. Kalila's mom was so polite and nice. The redheaded firefighter guy was incredible.
Jeff. Yeah, yeah.
Whose wife works for?
NASA.
But UCLA, but it's NASA too.
Oh, did you get that?
My favorite thing about when Bobby.
I love it. I love
when
it.
You introduce me
it.
To people,
I love it.
Your information I know is wrong.
No, it's not that. I like to embellish and make people look good.
Always.
Right? So if you
go, she works for NASA. And I go, really? You go, and I go, in what capacity? You go, dude, on the aerospace, on the fucking rockets. And I was like, whoa. And so when Jeff goes, hey, great to meet you. And
yeah.
I said, great to meet you. And then I said, your wife works for NASA? That's incredible. He goes, she works for UCLA, but in conjunction with NASA. I go, is she a rocket scientist? And he goes, well, she works on the pieces for the the pieces that go for the rocket.
She works at NASA.
You made it sound like she's fucking in a rocket.
I didn't say that. She was like a five.
Does Tito Bobby exaggerate when he meets, when he's talking about people and what they do?
A little.
Yeah.
Mm. We're going to add another minute tonight for your set.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Another minute to
your set
tonight.
Just a couple of minutes.
A couple more extra minutes.
No.
Tell me.
Yeah.
If this goes well, this thing that we're doing, do you want to do a Bad Friends tour or no?
Yeah.
Because last time we talked about it, you were a little skeptical. In fact, you didn't even tell me you wanted a tour until 2022.
I think that we should do this. I think here's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to do like, how about if I do 15, 20 minutes on stage as stand-up, you do 30 or whatever you want to do, right? Then we do...
come out together and do the
show. Come out together, but we also do a podcast almost.
Yeah, you come out and do the show.
We do a live podcast. How do we do it? If we could do it somehow where we do the live podcast, but also do a little stand-up and also do a little double thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then Jules is there too on stage, right? If we go on tour, you're going.
Yeah. When does school start in the fall?
August 30th.
August 30th.
Yeah.
And then what do you have to do for school? Can you do stuff online? It doesn't have to be in person.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be in person.
Dude, the world has changed so much.
I know.
That's insane to me. Now she can tour.
You can tour with us.
And she doesn't have to worry about missing anything because we just have to have internet for her.
Yeah.
We just have to get those little, what are those? You know, like mobile hotspots or whatever? That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Dude, what a life.
No, honestly, let's book some dates then. Let's try one.
We will.
No, like in August.
I'm serious. Let's do it. Because that's funny because speaking of Rudy's popularity, which is a little much, she was getting drunk at your house, dude. She was on four White Claws.
Not even just drunk. Let me say something.
Shit-faced. Because when I looked over and I said...
She was blitzed.
I said, what are you doing over there, Rudy? And she goes, fuck off. That's what she said by the pool. Fuck off.
Yeah.
I did not like it. I didn't like the attitude, but she said, black cherry. That's what she said.
Yeah. Charles Bukowski is my favorite.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, Charles Bukowski is my favorite.
You're big on Bukowski now?
Yeah.
Wow. No, yeah, you know, you are.
I feel cool up that she's no longer a high schooler. I can see it now.
Now she's an adult to you?
Well, she put a half a tank of gas in the car, which is cool.
Did you really?
Yeah. I put full, not half.
It wasn't full.
How?
It wasn't full.
Is that the first time you've ever pumped your own gas?
No, I did it while he was away.
Yeah, it wasn't full.
It was a full? No, it wasn't full?
It was full.
I swear on my mother's life it wasn't.
You're just blind, Tito Bobby.
Whoa. He's not going to swear on his mother's life or something. That's not true. Speaking of which, we still need to go out to Phoenix and see your mom.
We will. I'm just blind?
Yeah.
Another minute.
Ooh. No.
What is that, five now?
Yeah, it's 6 minutes.
Oh, 6 minutes now?
Yeah.
You keep amping it up. This is what you're going to get into. What's the male Karen?
Chad.
Chad? That's what they deemed it.
Yeah.
So Chad is the male Karen.
Yeah.
You've seen this guy. You know this guy. So for the context, Bob, show me the video. See, he says the N-word. He's yelling at someone who's recording. And then he's bold enough to give his address.
Yeah. It's the best.
And okay, let's play the video and then, you know.
Play the video.
He's out of here and he can't do shit. That's me talking shit. 3602, where that's where I live. Come fucking see me.
He's getting hit, pelted in the face.
Look at the guy. Go back. This guy does a fucking slam dunk water ball.
Right here.
Amazing. Watch what this
right
guy
there.
Does.
Right there.
This guy's the best. We got to get this guy on a podcast. Podcast.
Here's a D1 here athlete. Here's here a D1 athlete. Ready?
Yeah.
Look at these hops.
Watch.
Dude in the hat.
Nah.
So wait a minute. He got pelted with bottles outside of his house. Did they police escort him away? Is that what it was?
Well, they arrested him for harassment.
Because he was harassing someone.
Right. So he's
you know, but they really went there because they didn't want him to get killed.
He's handcuffed, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, also they broke the windows of his house.
Yeah. You don't yell the N-word and then say your address and say, come see me.
The dumbest fucking white nationalist I've ever seen.
Dumb.
Your address. You give the address to your enemy. I would give your address.
I'd give your address.
And then your address. You don't give your own address.
What kind of dipshit goes, yeah, come see me. You attack an entire race of people and go, come to my house.
Right, and you're not in the South.
No, dude, you're in
New Jersey.
Yeah, you're in Jersey.
You're in New Jersey.
Not hard to get to. The fact that this, by the way, you know who I feel kind of bummed for? These cops are getting pelted with shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, all we're trying to do is get this racist out of here so you guys don't kill him and we have to clean up a murder scene.
No, I'll tell you why. Because when you, the video that we saw in the before, mm-hmm. it's a longer video.
Of course.
So there's a moment where.
Do you know the whole context of the video?
The moment he's saying all these racial, like these, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a cop there.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
And then he's like, he can't do nothing. You know, the white national is like, I know the law. Mm-hmm. You mean I can say whatever I want?
They all know the law, by the way. These guys are big. They're lawyers. You know, they're all lawyers.
Yeah.
White nationalists are all lawyers.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing on the internet. They go, I know my rights.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you, grade school dropout? Do you really know your rights?
But let's take First Amendment, right? They go, I'm exercising my First Amendment rights.
No,
right?
Man, you can't yell racial epithets in the street.
Regardless, it's like, but these people, too, are exercising their rights.
Well, not to throw bottles at your face.
But to show up.
That's just karma.
I know, but to show up.
To show up, yeah. That's yeah,
they can show
to,
up.
They can show
they're
up outside your house.
Yeah.
And protest your house.
Yeah.
And protest you as a human. Mm-hmm. Hitting you in the face with a bottle. Yeah, illegal, but also?
Fun.
Funny.
Yeah, funny and fun.
Funny. Check on very funny. Hey, man, turns out you can't yell the N-word in the street and then give your address and then expect people not to show up and hit you in the face with stuff.
Yeah.
Just a vague, that's an idea. Hey, by the way, if you hate black people or anybody, don't yell it in the street and then give your address. Simple rule.
I would love to have a time machine.
Simple rule.
Go back in the past. You know, back, like if escaped, mm-hmm. like a slave escaped a plantation,
mm-hmm.
white people would gather together with torches, like just like this, but the opposite, mm-hmm. and hunt this person down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would love to go back in the past and just have this video.
I'm not laughing at what you're saying. I'm laughing at where your head is going.
And to look at these white people and go, this is the future.
Show them what it's.
Yeah. It will blow their minds.
Yeah.
Be careful what you're doing now because this is the future. Yeah.
Go back to right under the play button. Scroll back. Yeah. Scrub to there. Here's where we watch our boy dunk one more time. Let's watch him dunk one more time.
If you push pause, I'll give you.
Hold on. Props. You can turn the music off.
Yeah. If you give me if you pause on it at the right spot.
Okay. Go. And. Mid hop, ready, and now,
beautiful.
Look at that.
Form.
The hops
on
him.
Look at the form.
The hops.
Yeah. Look at the hook. You know what? Also, for better grippage,
mm-hmm.
the glove.
Oh, he's got a glove on.
For better grippage.
Because he was like, if I'm throwing water bottles, you know I'm bringing a glove.
Yeah. So it doesn't slip, you know what I mean?
Because the water doesn't come out.
Right.
Genius.
Genius.
Now let's see how hard he throws it. Let's press play. Really good
rotation.
Really, the follow through was incredible.
It's a spike.
It's a volleyball spike.
It was a spike, dude.
Volleyball coaches all over the country.
Yeah.
We've got your guy. Press play. And.
And. Right.
I mean, look at the elevation.
Scholarship.
Look at the D1.
D1 scholarship.
Hello, UCLA.
Yeah.
I have your guy.
This guy's the best.
Look at the elevation.
Look at the elevation. He used another human being.
A shoulder.
As a shoulder pump.
Perfect. If you're going to jump. Let's do it one more time. If you're going to jump and ready.
Look at this.
Well, he's holding on to hit one of his buddies.
Yeah. It's like the Olympics where they go on the hobby horse thing.
The pommel horse.
The pommel horse, yeah.
He's pommel horse.
He's pommel horsing another person. That's amazing.
By the way, this is sprinkled with some whites out there.
Yeah.
They got some love. They got some local white support. Look, there's a grocery bag. Someone was just shopping trying to get home. Somebody was just coming home from Trader Joe's.
Speaking of the Olympics, that Sha'Carri Richardson thing is bullshit.
Oh, the weed thing?
It's bullshit.
Go on.
Her mom died.
Yeah.
2 weeks before it.
Yeah.
She wanted to smoke a little weed.
Yeah, the problem is.
No, there's no problem.
No, here's my thing.
There's no problem.
I think it's bullshit that weed is still federally illegal. That's our bigger problem. So the Olympics Committee now is obeying by the rules of the federal government.
Yeah.
Which the whole thing is fucked up because they're allowed to approve certain drugs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can take Advil. I can take pain relief. I can even take cortisol.
Yeah.
Okay? But because it's still federally legal, they still obey by the federal law.
Yeah.
My bigger question is, why is it still federally illegal?
It's crazy.
Why is it that I'm in the state that I'm in? I can smoke pot on my porch with my family.
Yeah.
Huh? I can go home I can smoke
with
a big joint.
With your family?
Yep, I can.
With your kids?
Well, no, not with my kids. But I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And
with your grandparents.
And we're good. The moment I cross an invisible line, states are invisible lines,
yeah.
Now you go, you can go to prison for that.
For life.
the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
It's dumb.
My bigger problem, the Olympics thing is bad. I feel bad, but how is this still illegal? I can't.
That's the broader problem.
Well, no, because I'm looking at it from, I'm saying, I understand why people are mad about it, but moreover, it goes, how come we can't go, can we fix this already and just make it federally legal, get this over with? Because this is the kind of stuff where you go, this is why the country hates each other, is because certain states have certain laws that don't abide by other states and other laws, and just because of that, the politics come into play. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, but
let these people smoke pot. It infringes on no one's rights.
We can let the states do what they want to do for their own people.
I think it should be federally legal across the board.
Let the people do what they want to do with their own people.
Let the people do what they want to do with their own people.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that chick. I think it sucks. I think it's fucking bullshit. But also,
it's not a performance enhancement drug.
Oh, Michael Phelps won fucking the most gold medals of all time, and he was an avid pot smoker.
Yeah, what happened there?
Nothing.
But was he tested? And
he would pass those tests before he went to swim.
Yeah, I guess that's her bad, the timing.
Part of it is like, lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you know you got to run in the Olympics?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my other side of the story, is I'm like, it's bullshit, but also someone should have gone, Sha'Carri.
Yeah, no.
You guys might probably about to run in the fucking Olympics.
Like, if Sha'Carri was at the weed party with the circle, you know, they're passing the...
You're passing the joint.
And I was next to her.
Pass the Ducci,
I'd be like, you know, I get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd pass it back this
No,
way.
You wouldn't. You'd be so enamored by the fact that you're with one of the greatest like Olympic runners of all time. She's like, I'm not supposed to because I'm running. And you're like, maybe a little bit?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe a little bit?
No, I think I'd be like, nah. You got to run, Sha'Carri.
You're like, you're in Olympics. You're an Olympics girl. We can't give it to you.
Wouldn't you do that as a friend, though? If I was running.
No, because let me tell you something.
Yeah, or floating.
I'm friends with certain pro athletes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. If I was getting high with a pro athlete but knew that they're not supposed to get high, I wouldn't stop them. It's not my job. They're adults. Who am I to tell them not to smoke pot? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Who am I?
You're his friend.
I know, but it's not my bit. It's not. He could be like, shut the fuck up, bitch. And I'd be like, okay, here's the weed. The Sha'Carri thing, but by the way, it's a two-sided story to me. I feel bad for her because it's bullshit.
Yeah.
But at these two things can coexist. But at the same time, why did you do it right before the Olympics?
I know.
That's my problem. It's a two-way street. It's a bummer. It's also bullshit.
They should let her run.
Of course they should. You didn't violate any real rules.
She's got a great personality, a great vibe.
By the way, the amount of Olympians that cheat and use HGH.
I know, dude.
What do you mean? Lance Armstrong was like, we all were taking steroids.
Yeah.
Oh, every fucking buddy. The Tour de France was all steroids.
But maybe that's a lesson to learn. Maybe a future Olympic runners will be like, well, remember Sha'Carri? What happened to Sha'Carri?
I think the bigger issue again is, yes, it is a lesson, but it's a lesson that our country should federally legalize a fucking plant that has literally no performance-enhancing fucking bit. No, there's no scientific research that has been proven to find that marijuana gives you a scientific edge. Or, I mean, a performance
You would
edge.
Think that it would deter somebody. It would hurt them.
Kind of the old joke is like, oh, well, you get sleepy and hungry. You wouldn't want to run. But it's like, but some people do use it during performance. I know guys that smoke pot and go for long runs. They only will run when they're stoned.
I know dude that smoke pot.
And lift weights.
And act in scenes.
Oh, please. What do you mean? I've been with those guys all day long. There's guys
like,
I know.
How do you fucking do that?
What is it? Keenan from SNL. They say he's stoned the whole time.
Yeah.
But he's a professional pot smoker.
That's what it is.
When you smoke pot all the time, your
like,
body's
you,
used to
you've
it.
You've been. Would you be able to act?
No, I'd be just sleepy.
Yeah.
Sleepy. So sleepy. The point is, it's bullshit. Let her fucking run. Also, legalize pot. Can we grow up and legalize pot? And because our tonight show, the show tonight is going to feature Rudy Jules, I want her to end the show. You know, last time people got mad, we didn't say thank you for being a bad friend.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it now. All of us in the room, as loud as we can, on the count of three. You guys, too.
Thank you.
No.
For-
Look at me. We're going to do it together. One. Two.
Thank
three.
You.
Bob. One, two, three. Thank you for being a bad friend.